Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. So as I said yesterday, I am thrilled by the fact that Joe Biden moved on getting rid of Peter Robb. It's one of those things that, one of those signs for me that says that Biden's serious and going to move us in the right direction. And as we talked about yesterday, Peter Robb was the general counsel of the National Labor Relations Board, someone who had swung the power of the board way to the far extreme, to corporate power. He was a management side attorney, one of the guys behind Reagan during the firing of the Patco workers. So I'm happy to see him see what it's like to be at the at-will end of employment. And here to share some thoughts on, the firing of Peter Robb and some good news coming out of today's session as Joe Biden is our president. I've asked John Murphy to come talk with us. John is the Teamsters International Vice President at Large. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Good evening, Rick. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
I appreciate you taking time for us. So let me get your thoughts straight out of the box. Was Robb a good firing? Was that the right thing to do?
Absolutely. We've had some pretty bad general counsels over the last 40 years, but he's probably the worst ever in terms of oppressing workers' ability to form unions, stifling union organizing drives by allowing employers to deliberately violate the law. And he should have known when Joe Biden asked him to resign what would happen if he didn't. So he was trying to make a political point. This is a position that's appointed by the President of the United States. And he clearly had major ideological differences than Joe Biden on the role of labor and workers in this country. And he chose to ignore it to force the president's hand. So good job, Joe.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. So, but for me, this is that message sender, because labor and workers have heard from presidents of the past, from Jimmy Carter to Bill Clinton to Barack Obama, that things were going to happen and things were going to get better for workers and for labor specifically, only to have those hopes dashed in one way or another. So by this sends a message to me that maybe Biden is actually going to follow through on the rhetoric of the campaign. I think we lost John.
I saw him a number of times when he was vice president. He
Yeah, I think we lost him. you there, John?
Oh, geez. Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. You gotta love the internet of the day. So one of the things that I did want to get to, while I'm thrilled by the fact that Robb is gone and I'm thrilled by the fact that maybe we're going to have an administration that's going to do the things that we need them to do to revive workers' ability to collectively bargain for better wages, hours, conditions. I'm thrilled that in Congress, we are seeing some action there as well. And I look at today's introduction of the Emergency Pension Plan Relief Act by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal. Tell me what this is and why you think it's important.
Well, this is a vital bill that will save more than 300 union pension plans across this country. It evolves from the Butch Lewis Act, which Richie Neal filed in his first day as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee in January of 2019. This bill covers more plans. What it does, and is basically, it takes all of the troubled plans in the United States. It takes enough of their liabilities that the plans don't have the money to pay for and cuts them out and puts them over into the PBGC. These liabilities are actually pension benefits. So it removes them from the plan, thereby puts them in a new trust fund at the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And the Treasury Department has to fund this these severed liabilities, these pension benefits, at 100%, every penny on the dollar. So the retirees who get severed from the pension plan have their pension benefits fully guaranteed. They don't have to be worried about what's going to happen to my pension fund.
Right.
And the remaining money in the pension fund covers the current workers. So when they retire, they'll get 100% of their benefit. This whole concept was developed from the Butch Lewis Act. It is a huge, huge boon to retirees, senior citizens, and union workers everywhere. And the fact that it covers more plans than the Butch Lewis Act means that more workers won't have to worry about their retirement security.
No, and that's,
it also, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's important. And I wanted to highlight something that you said there for folks who don't know, because when someone ends up getting their pension slashed and they end up having to get funds from the PBGC, it's usually at like 40% of what you were expecting. So the fact that you're saying in this piece of legislation, the workers would be protected at 100% of what they were expecting so that their pensions are guaranteed, I think that is a major step forward.
Yes, and the insurance program that the PBGC maintains, which pays what I call minimum benefits. This bill would also dramatically increase that insurance pool program. And that really would only be necessary for plans, and I can't imagine 40 years from now that might fall into trouble, but I can't imagine that would be the case. By removing all that liability off all the endangered critical and declining plans, the union pension system is saved. And all the government is doing is fulfilling the promise and the policy that the federal government adopted in 1974 when it passed the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And that the part of that bill made it federal law that the government saw it in the public interest to protect pensions of workers in this country, and also had a provision that said retirees, no matter what happened to their pension fund, their benefits could not be cut. And as you know, Rick, about 5 years ago, a law was passed that allowed pension funds that were in trouble to cut retiree benefits. This new bill would repeal that law, so thereby removing another source of stress to senior citizens, retirees across this country.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, when you're talking about these folks, these are the people who we're now calling heroes. These were the grocery workers. These were the truck drivers. These are the food processing workers. These are the people who work in warehouses. These are people who spent their lives busting their butt, you know, providing services for us, making profits for companies. And now here at the end, their retirement security is in peril. So for me, you know, just the simple gut reaction is, if we can bail out Jamie Dimon and the big bankers, if we can bail out corporate America with, you know, unmarked checks, we can help these folks right now who need it the most.
That's right. And your listeners should keep in mind that pension benefits, when they're given to retirees, they are taxed. So the government, if it doesn't do anything, loses all these tax dollars and loses the economic activity from the spending that comes out of retirement checks. And as you know, Rick, retirees, no matter in what communities they live in, they spend their money on groceries, maybe going to some movies, buying gasoline for their cars. So it goes right back into the economy. So if you take the billions of dollars that retirees receive from pensions that they work for out of the economy, the government is hurt. So it's in the economic interest of the federal government to protect retirees' pensions.
No, I'm right there with you. But for me, the bigger part of this is if we can bail out bankers and we can bail out these big corporations, we can help these folks, not with charity, but with smart policy. Now, let me flip this to the other side, though, John, because you're going to have those who are saying, you know, hey, you know, you guys set up your pension funds. It's not our fault that they're failing. Screw those people. That's the free market. You get what you get. And that's how it is. How do you respond to the people who say, look, you know, it went belly up. Your scheme didn't work. Suffer the consequences.
Well, what I say, and I've been confronted with that argument before, all of these retirees are American citizens. They worked hard. They raised their kids. They paid their taxes. Their pension funds are in trouble by a number of factors, okay? The decline of the labor movement because of anti-union laws, bad NLRB decisions, horrible court decisions, and the casino mentality of Wall Street, which allowed the growth of the subprime mortgage scheme, which essentially created a house of cards that people got rich off, mostly the Wall Street banks got rich off, and drained the assets of the pension funds because of the declining active union membership as labor has been oppressed over the last 50 years, forcing the union pension funds to go into things like the stock market to try to make up the funding shortfalls. So the retirees did nothing to deserve this fate. And as I'm sure you're well aware, Rick, Wall Street has not been held accountable for how they caused the 2008 collapse of the economy. This is the last vestige of the damage they did. This country owes these American citizens what was promised to them and what is the public policy established by the United States government under ERISA to protect retirees' pensions. The people that say this, oh, it's too bad about them, the next breath they're going to be saying, well, cutting Social Security benefits is probably a good idea, but don't raise our taxes. So cut the retirees. This country has to come to terms with how we treat our senior citizens. We cannot allow good American people, middle-class people who've worked hard to have their living standard cut because corporations, greedy Wall Street banks want to increase their profit margins.
No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And you know, the messaging is very clear in my view. You know, if we can bail them out, we can most certainly help folks who need it the most like this. But, you know, what would you say to, you know, to someone who then goes, John, you know, hey, you know, I didn't have a pension. You know, who's going to bail me out? Because I hear this quite often. I hear people saying, well, you know, it's sad about them, but I didn't get anything. So what about me? How do you respond to that?
Well, besides the obvious question about if this is part of a union benefit, many workers today have some kind of a retirement plan because of corporations' desire to keep unions away. So it forced them into some kind of retirement plan, whether it's a defined benefit plan, a defined contribution plan. But to those people directly, if someone allows these pension plans to collapse, it's a pretty easy step toward cutting Social Security benefits.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. So just to kind of bring this back around, because, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want anyone to lose their pensions. We want to make sure that people who were given promises are able to get that. They're able to have the security they need. And also, you know, to be able to put money into our local economy, because that's a big part of this as well. The question now is, how do we get this moved forward? Because this is not a new issue. This is something that I remember being talked about, you know, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago. We've been talking about how to help these pension funds from going belly up for some time. How in this moment do our listeners, how do we move forward and get this pushed through?
Well, I mean, your listeners in Pennsylvania can start calling Pat Toomey, the Republican senator, who, by the way, refused to support the Butch Lewis Act when it was in the Senate last year. And there are one major Teamster plan in Pennsylvania, the Western Pennsylvania Teamsters Pension Plan, that's in serious trouble. They've already had to cut their benefits under that law that was passed in 2015. Those benefit cuts probably won't save that plan. So those retirees are facing even more dire circumstances. Tell them to call Senator Pat Toomey. This bill will pass the House again because the Democrats still control. Over in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, even though he's no longer majority leader, he can block this bill from being voted on by its merits because of the Senate rules, which requires 60 senators to vote to stop debate and vote on the merits.
Right. So this is why, in my view, this is why we need to do away with the filibuster. Let's get these policies pushed through. So the marching order tomorrow morning, everybody pick up the phone, call your senators, call them early, call them often, say that we need to move forward on this piece of legislation and help our retirees make sure that they live the dignified life they need. Again, it's the Emergency Pension Plan Relief Act put forth by Richard Neal, the Democrat from Massachusetts. John, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick.
Good stuff. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, Rick at TheRickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.